In studio, we have municipal election candidate in Strathroy-Caradoc for Ward 1, Frank Kennis. So Frank, give us a little background on your political career locally first off.
Well, I was a councillor in the old Strathroy back in the late 90s. I guess that was 96 to 2000, I guess, just prior to amalgamation. And that time I was too busy to rerun with my work life. So when I retired back in 2018, I wanted to give something back to the community. So I decided to run then, and I was fortunate enough to be elected.
All right. So your name is officially in the hat for the election for 2022. Why did you decide to go back in?
Well, when I ran 4 years ago, I said that if I got elected, I'd like to look at serving two terms. And so this would be a second term, and that's primarily the reason. But I think there's so much in the works here in Strathroy-Caradoc, and so much more to be done. So I'm anxious to serve another 4 years, and as we move the community forward.
What's on your platform?
Well, I think housing, I think for a lot of us, is the number one issue. Certainly, the price of housing here in Strathroy has just gone through the roof in the last couple of years. And I think it's made housing, I know it's made housing unaffordable for a lot of younger people. And housing just not available, just no rental space available. There are no apartments available for rent. There are no houses available for rent. So certainly one of my priorities would be moving forward with developers in building rental units. And I think that's happening. I think there are at least two or three apartment buildings in the works that hopefully we'll start to see being built in the coming year, and more higher density housing as well. So townhouses, duplexes, not the big single family dwellings, but more affordable units for the majority of young people in our community.
Obviously, the 2 years of the pandemic have been very difficult on many different levels. As far as municipal transparency, there has been quite a bit of public comments over the last year and a half or so regarding a possible lack of council transparency. Would you agree or disagree?
I guess I'm kind of sitting on the fence on that. I mean, certainly things like Zoom have allowed the broadcast of, and Facebook have allowed the broadcast of meetings, and probably more people have had the opportunity to view meetings than ever before, but it's still not face-to-face. And it's not only that we weren't meeting face-to-face, but we weren't out in public. As you know, Chris, we were locked down for long periods of time where we were in our houses, and so we just didn't see other people. And so I think that certainly that would give a view of lack of transparency as well, but in terms of in providing information, I think it was all there on the town's website. And but certainly I think as we come out of the pandemic and I think we can be out in public more and just see each other more, I think that's going to improve the situation, no doubt.
When voters go to the voting stations come October of 2022, why should they put an X beside Frank Kennis?
Well, I do have a strong financial background, so I have a good understanding of money and budgets, how the finances of the municipality work, and so I think I provide good leadership in that area. That being said, a municipality is in a very strong financial position. But that being said, I mean, there's lots of things that need to be done. As you know, we're in the early stages of a new arena in Mount Bridges. There's still lots of work to be done on roads and sewers in the years to come, as old infrastructure needs to be redone. And all of that is extremely expensive. And as we have a larger community, there's more roads to plow in the wintertime. There's more roads to maintain in the summertime, as well as bridges and all of that kind of stuff as well. So it takes more money to run a town as well. And we need to continue to do that responsibly. And, and I think there's other issues. One of the issues I think is still that there's between Strathroy and Mount Bridge is still an us and them kind of feeling. And it's been 20 years since amalgamation happened. And I think it's important that we build the bridges, if I can use that term between the two communities, because we are one community, and I think the people in Mount Bridges perceive that they're not being thought about and not being looked after, and that old saying perception is reality, I think is very appropriate here. And I think we as a council, we have to build bridges with other parts of the community and really unite the community into one. It's time to do that.
Talking with Strathroy-Caradoc Ward 1 candidate for re-election, Frank Kennis, you have any contact information that you'd like to provide for voters that are interested in talking more with you leading into the election? What could we provide for contact info?
Sure. There's my personal cell number is 519-878-1783, and my personal email is frank.kennis@icloud.com, and as well there's my municipal contact information available on the municipal website as well. So I invite your thoughts and questions, and look forward to working for you again in the future.